the flight surgeon will bless. You're going to bless them. Because we were supposed to fly 35 combat missions. But after that mission, and what happened, the flight surgeon went to the commanding officer and said, these fellas, 30 missions. Commanding officer says, well, you can't do that because you're changing it, and he says it's going to affect everybody, you know. He says, if you don't permit them to just fly 30 missions, he says, I'm going to ground them. He was the only one who could supersede the commanding officer, was the flight surgeon. He says, I'll ground the crew. They won't permit them to fly. So finally, the commanding officer says, all right, he says, we'll make 30 missions for these boys. And he was the one that did it. Mercer didn't know that. I didn't know if he did or not. He was the one, the flight surgeon. He was what the hell was his name? I knew these guys. He was good. If you had a problem any time, that's the guy you saw.
What kind of problems would you have?
Well, if you had problem with cold or shaking, you know, you never knew. You know, you're flying up there. We had a number of guys, they had to take them off because they were in bad shape. Yeah, they'd shake, you know, for all that stress. That's a tremendous stress, having planes come over, having to shoot. You see the enemy aircraft, and you see a plane on the side, and you blow up any aircraft. And you still kept on going. You couldn't turn back. We had one bombardier. He was in before me, and he was scheduled to fly 35 missions. He had 34 missions. He had one more mission left. And he was in the nose turret. He was a small guy. He flew in the nose turret. And what happened, on the one mission that he was flying, on his 35th mission, we were flying alongside of him. And what happened, any aircraft come and hit the nose of his plane. And just at that time, as we were flying over the channel, that's when you got into position. See? And I says, holy Jesus. I said, he must have been in that nose turret. It blew off the nose turret. Nose turret just blew away. The plane was still all right. The engines were still flying. The wings were all right. But the nose turret, it just hit the front of the nose turret and blew it off. Well, he had to turn around and go back. But it blew off the nose turret. So we didn't know what happened. We flew that mission. We come back. So we come back. As we landed, whatever happened to his name, so-and-so? Do you know? He was there to meet us. I says, I thought you were in that nose turret when it blew off. He says, I had trouble in the turret. I was doing something on trying to get my guns in shape, but I had trouble in the turret, see? So I had to get something outside. So I stepped out of the turret to pick up something. Just as I stepped out, the goddamn thing blew off. And here I'm standing there, it was all open. Could you imagine that? When he come back, you know what they told him? That's your 35th mission. That's all, buddy.